Everybody come right up there and sit right down there. Over on this side too, Emma, or Emerald. Over on that side too. I want all the kids up here, sitting up here. All right?
Because I'll tell you what, we're going to do something a lot different. I've never done this before in my entire life, and this may be the last time I ever do it, but you never know.
I'll tell you what, sometimes things that are spontaneous can go a long way. And I'll tell you what, this here is one of the reasons for Christmas. Amen?
Amen.
Kids. I love Christmas. I love the time when kids are around, and my wife and I will be traveling tomorrow to Atlanta, Georgia to be with our grandkids, and it's always great to have Christmas with your children. By the way, I've got two children that I want to introduce tonight. Many of you know them, many of you don't know them, but Faith and Caleb Dahl is in the back row. They're back row Baptists. They're sitting in the back. But Faith and Caleb, believe it or not, are adopted kids, so to speak. And they went to school here for quite a few years, and they grew up with us, and so they're just part of us. So, all right, you sit on there by Molly, but you be good. Don't you hold hands, all right? Yeah. Okay, Emerald, up here, come on, up here. You gotta sit down.
Wyatt.
Sit, Wyatt, come on over here, buddy. You gotta sit down over here, Wyatt, let's go. All right, the first thing I want to do is I want to read the Christmas story. How many of you know the Christmas story? What's the Christmas story? Oh, you don't know it? Dallas, you're gonna have to listen to it. Okay, what is it? Yeah, kinda, okay? We're going to take and we're going to listen to the Christmas story, because you know that when my children were small, like you guys are, do you know that we read the Christmas story every Christmas night before we could open any presents? So guess what we're going to do? We're going to read the Christmas story, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. And then you know what we're going to do? What? Yeah, and you know what? I think I have something for all of you. Not wrapped up, but something else, okay? So you got to listen real carefully. You got to be real quiet. You got to sit there very quietly, okay? All right, you got to sit real quiet and listen if you want something, all right? Okay, so we're going to sit and listen. And it came to pass in those days that there went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made by Cyrenius, the governor of Syria. And all that went to be taxed, every one into their own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver. She brought forth a firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds in the fields keeping their sheep and their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and singing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. The shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe laying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Wow, wasn't that cool? You know what happened? Mary and Joseph had to go to Bethlehem to pay taxes. Do you know what a tax is? What's a tax? Yeah, tax is something you have to pay back to the government, isn't it? Yeah, we don't like to pay taxes, do we? No, we don't like to pay taxes. No, taxes aren't good sometimes. But you know what? Listen, they had to go and pay taxes. So they had to go to another town to pay taxes. And guess what? Mary was pregnant. Oh, man. Mary was going to have a baby. And do you know what? They had to travel a long ways to get to the next town where they had to pay their taxes. And as they traveled, do you know what she rode in? She rode on a donkey. Now, think about this. Have you ever ridden on a horse? Have you? It's not real, real fun, is it? But now think if you were 9 months pregnant and you were on a horse. Man, can you imagine doing that? She is going like this here, back and forth and back and forth. And they went all the way to Bethlehem. And I bet they were so tired when they got there. I can just about imagine what it was like. Can you imagine riding on a horse for 3 days, sleeping underneath the stars every night? Because there were no hotels on the way. Howard Johnson's wasn't there. Holiday Inn wasn't there. And they went for 3 days on donkey. All of a sudden, they get to Bethlehem. Yeah! Look at that! The Holiday Inn! Woo! We can have a nice soft bed tonight. We can have a good meal to eat. We can have so much fun. We can go swimming in the swimming pool, right? Yeah. But you know what happened? They got into the motel and they went up to the front desk and Joseph says, we need a room. And you know what the guy told him? He said, we're filled up. There's no vacancy. Oh, no. No vacancy. Mary was starting to have labor pains. The baby was going to come. And there was no room. No room at all in the inn for them. They had nowhere to stay. So you know what the innkeeper did? What? You can't remember? What? Yeah, they went to the barn. They went and slept in the barn. Yeah, they went to the barn to sleep. They went to the stable. Can you imagine this? Hey, think about this. Think about it for a minute. Listen. Think now. Think on this for a minute. Here we have Mary who's going to give birth to a baby. And guess what? They have to go live in the barn. What stays in barns?
Animal.
Can you imagine that smell? Oh, man. It would have been terrible. In sanitary condition.
How
But you know what? God had all this planned out. God had planned all this out a long, long time ago, that on a certain night in history, that there was going to be a baby that was going to come into this world, and his name was going to be Jesus. Yeah. Do you know why his name was going to be called Jesus? Yeah. But he was coming to save the people for their sins. Do you know that he lived for 33 years? He lived for 33 years, and one day they put him on a cross like that one there. One day, 33 years after he was born, they put him on a cross like that there. And the reason they did that was so that he could be our Savior. He came a long time ago. He was born in a manger. He was born all by himself. There was nobody there but his mom and dad. Nobody. But he came so that you and I and everyone here could know that we could have eternal life someday. Do you know the only thing that we have to do to realize how we can have eternal life? And Jesus is the one who brought it. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus says, you got to come through me to get saved. You got to come through me to have eternal life. That's why I came into the world. That's why I came in on the Christmas season, so that everyone would have the free gift of salvation. How many of you like to have gifts on Christmas? Do you like to have that? Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says this. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means that every one of us, sometime in our life, has done something wrong. Did you know that? Have you ever done something wrong? Have you ever not told the truth to mom and dad? Ooh! Or have you taken something that wasn't yours? Ooh, you know what? That's all sin, isn't it? Yeah, that's all sin. Or you said something you shouldn't? Ooh, that's all sin. So you know what? Everybody in here, including the pastor, is a sinner. But you know what? The Bible also says, but the wages or the penalty of sin is, yeah. That means that someday we're going to die spiritually because of our sin. God is perfect. God cannot look on sin. So we can't go to heaven because of our sin. But the rest of that verse, and this is the cool part of that verse, it says, but the gift of God is eternal life. We all like to have gifts, don't we? Do you like to have gifts, especially at Christmas time? I like to have gifts at Christmas time. I think we all like to have gifts at Christmas time, don't we? Doesn't everybody like to have gifts? I do. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. But you know what? Do you know what the gift is that God gave us? Wyatt. Come here, buddy. You're sneaking off. My dog does that once in a while, too. I put a leash on him. Come here, Wyatt. Come on over here. Sit down. Come on, sit down. Hurry up. Now listen to me. Do you like gifts? Do you like gifts, Emerald? Do you? This is the gift. Hey, this is the gift that God gave us. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. Oh, listen to that. There's the gift. Listen, did you hear the gift? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Do you know what? This was God's only begotten Son. This is God's only begotten Son. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen to me. Listen. What we need to understand is that we're sinners. Are you a sinner? Yeah, I'm a sinner. We understand that there's a penalty for our sin. We understand that there's a gift that God has for us, and that gift is His Son, or eternal life. And you know what we have to do? Hey, let me ask you something. What do you have to do to have a gift? I have a gift for you. I have a gift for you. Okay? I gotta see if I can find it. Okay, here's one. I have a gift. I have a gift for some of you, okay? I don't have a gift for all of you in my pocket, but I do have a gift for some. All right? What do you have to do to have a gift? What do you have to do to have that? Huh? Do you have to work for it? Huh? Do you have to work for this? Wyatt, what did you have to do for it? Just take it, right? That a boy. All right, look at this. All you have to do is receive it. That's all you have to do is receive a gift. See, that's all you have to do is just receive a gift. You know, that's what a gift is all about, is just receiving it. All we have to do is receive that gift. It's the same way as salvation. God has a free gift for us. All we have to do is receive it. People try to make salvation so hard. They think they have to work for it. They think they have to go to church for it. They think they can buy it. They think that salvation is so hard, when you know what? It's not that hard. All we need to do is just receive. All we need to do is receive what God's Word has. All we need to do is we need to receive God's free gift. That's all we need to do. You know, there's an awful lot of people today that would like to go to heaven. There's an awful lot of people that say, well, I'm going to go to heaven. I've done a lot of good things for God. But you know what? They're going to fall short of the glory of God. We need to remember this Christmas season. The reason for the season, number one, is that Jesus came and He did what? Jesus what? He was what? He was born, wasn't He? Yeah, Jesus came in and He was born. And then what did He do? He
get up and go.
No, He died on the cross. He died on the cross, yeah. He died on the cross. Love working with kids. You never know what's going to happen. But you know, this Christmas season, we can all have that free gift of salvation. All we have to do is accept it. And you know, my greatest gift would be to see all of you know for sure where you'd spend eternity if you died. I know where I would. And I know that I'd like to see where everyone else would too. Let's pray. Father, thank You so much for tonight. We thank You for these children. We thank You, Lord, for the Christmas story. We just pray now that You continue to guide and direct us. Be with us, I pray. Father, I just pray that if there are any here today that don't know You as your personal Savior, that they can come to know You even tonight. Be with us now, I pray. I want to have every head bowed and every eye closed for just a minute. Maybe there's somebody here tonight and you're saying, you know, Pastor, I'm not 100% sure that if I were to die right now, where I would spend eternity. I have no idea where I would spend eternity. Would you just raise your hand quickly, quietly, where you are, so I can pray for you? I just want to pray for you. I'm not going to point you out. We aren't going to come after you and drag you up here or anything else. I'm not 100% sure that I'm saved. Is there anyone like that at all? Quickly, quietly. Anyone at all? Yes, I see that hand. Anyone else? I've never accepted the free gift of salvation. Anyone else? Father, we thank You so much. You know our hearts. You know our deepest desires. We just pray, Lord, for these that raise their hand that don't know for sure if they were to die right now where they'd spend eternity. Help us, I pray, that we can get them to understand. It's easy to get to heaven. Father, we just thank you so much for loving us. We thank you for coming as a baby and dying on the cross for our sins. Be with us now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.